Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but now and ever, in the ages and ages. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we heard the parable of the sower who went out to sow his seed. And four kinds of ground are described: the hard ground, where the birds of the air come and take the seed; the shallow, rocky ground, where the seed takes root, but it has no moisture and it dies; the ground filled with weeds and thorns, which chokes out the plant; and the good ground, which bears forth fruit a hundredfold. Those of us who live in cities and who are no longer close to the ground in agriculture, who don't understand the miracle, which is life itself, the miracle which begins with plants. There is nothing that is alive, nothing that is living on this planet that is not sustained at first, on the first level, by plants. And what is a plant? A plant begins as a small seed, and in the soil, it finds the elements to build itself. And how does it do this? It does it with water and with sunlight. It takes the elements in the soil and it builds itself. It goes from a small seed to a huge plant bearing seeds to make more of it. This is a mystery and a miracle which even modern science cannot explain. And all of life is ultimately sustained because of this miracle. Christ, in describing the Word of God coming into the world, uses the miracle of life as a plan to describe the miracle of our hearts as they receive the Word of God. How are our hearts? Are they hard and compact? Does the devil come and take the Word of God away immediately, as he says in the parable? Are they rocky and shallow? Do we receive it with joy and gladness, but we have no root and no moisture? Or is it like the ground with weeds and thorns? Does it choke us out and it doesn't bear fruit? Or are we like the good ground, the good soil, which bears fruit a hundredfold? Adam, as we read in the book of Genesis, Adam itself in Hebrew means dirt or earth, was formed by God, and the breath of life was breathed into him. We say many times that dust thou art, and dust to dust shall thou return. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, all of life begins with dirt. All of life begins with earth. And what determines the fertility of life is the fertility of the earth. Is there plenty of moisture? Are there no weeds? Are there no cares of life which take from us the fertility of our hearts? Christ is calling each of us in this parable to pay attention to the things of God. How many times in the scriptures have we heard, they have ears but they do not hear, eyes but they do not see, and minds but they do not understand? As long as our attention is focused on the pleasures of this life, on the things of this world and not on things heavenly, we are not going to pay attention. What causes a crop to fail? The farmer isn't paying attention to the crop. Weeds grow up and destroy the harvest, and ultimately, if the farmer doesn't pay attention to the crop withers and dies, it's destroyed, and he starves to death. In a spiritual sense, if we don't pay attention to the soil, the soil which is our heart, the Word of God will not bear fruit in us and we will literally die. It's a tremendous mystery that out of this inanimate and dead earth comes all that is alive. It is a profound mystery and miracle that out of our dead hearts, out of our dead bodies, that Christ is able, through the Word, to bring us back to spiritual life. Christ describes the resurrection as a grain of mustard seed that goes into the ground and dies, and then is reborn, as a huge plant. He describes it as a grain of wheat that goes in the ground and dies, and bears fruit 100-fold. Without the Word of God in our hearts, we are but dirt. We are but Adam, earth. And we will return to that Adam, to that earth from which we came. But he tells us that if we receive the Word with joy and we pay attention to the things of God, we remove the weeds of pleasure and concerns for things in this life, that in our hearts we will bear fruit 100-fold. And what does this mean, brothers and sisters? This means that first and foremost, that we'll develop the virtues of patience and tolerance and compassion and love and faith and hope, of holiness. And secondly, that we will bear fruit as a tree bears fruit, to plant seeds elsewhere. From one seed comes 100. From 100 comes another 100. And exponentially, you start with one seed and you have a barren field full of vegetation, full of life, and sustaining a whole community of life. This is the metaphor of the power of the Word of God. He's given us good seed, the best seed. And of course we know He Himself, being the Word of God, is the ultimate seed. The seed which bears fruit, which lives within us. As St. Paul has said, it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. If we open up our hearts to the Word of God, if we nourish it with the water, which is the Holy Spirit, and if we raise our branches as the plant does towards the sun, which is the energies of God Himself, then we will grow large and bear much fruit in our lives. This is the calling. And how do we do this? As much a miracle as this seed can grow to this huge plant, it is the Son and God Himself which makes everything grow. All we have to do, brothers and sisters, is prepare ourselves so that we're good soil. That we're good soil. And how do we do that? By prayer, by fasting, by paying attention to the things of Christ, to the things of God. Brothers and sisters, let us learn to be good soil. To not be filled with the rocks. To not be choked out with weeds. To have our sole attention, our eyes, our mind, our ears focused on the things of Christ, on the things of God. And if we do this, the Word of God, which is spoken from the mouth of God, which goes to the ear, into the heart, will bear fruit 100-fold. And around us, brothers and sisters, around us will be a forest of green, a forest of fruit-bearing trees, bearing fruit on all the blessings and the good things of God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Thank you, Father.